Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Catholic clergy abuse survivors are among those in Rome for the selection of the next pope. They say several church officials should not be involved in the pre-conclave meetings, which started today. They're specifically pointing to former Boston Cardinal Bernard Law. David Clossy with the group SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, told us today that Law and other officials who didn't take steps to fight abuse should not be at these pre-conclave meetings.
It matters to us less what specifically he does. It matters to us more that he's even there. You know, despite all the pain that he's caused to victims and Catholics in Boston and elsewhere, that he still faces virtually no consequences for his wrongdoing. We think he should voluntarily stay home or be prodded by his fellow cardinals to stay home.
He left his post in Boston as the cardinal in Boston in 2002, right when the clergy abuse scandal was at its height. He was found to have covered up for abusive priests, but then he's basically been working in the Vatican in Rome as a high-level Vatican official since then, and he retired in 2011 because he reached the mandatory retirement age of 80. I'm assuming that the argument would be that he has been a Vatican insider for all of this time and may be able to shed some light on this process for the cardinals who are meeting.
You know, theoretically, sure, at one level, to rookie cardinals, his experience might be helpful. On the other hand, we do know for a fact that it really upsets and hurts victims and Catholics to see someone who has caused so much suffering continue to hold this exalted role and exert power and influence in the literal and figurative center of the Catholic world.
Well, I'd like to point to an active cardinal, Cardinal Roger Mahony, former Archbishop of Los Angeles, and he's been under fire for his response to abuse allegations. He's quoted in some media as saying, you know, well, in those days when these allegations for which he's been questioned, in those days, people didn't call the police. It wasn't something thought of in the same way as it is today. And he will also be participating in these meetings in Rome because he says the Vatican asked him to. What about his presence?
Well, it's hard to say whether the Vatican asked him or not, but his presence is also very hurtful. We think that even if he had been asked, he should have, in good conscience and as a sign of repentance and as a step towards healing, should have stayed home. You know, the other thing about both men and a number of other cardinals is since they are credibly accused of concealing abuse, we find it very hard to believe that they will make impartial judgments about what's best for the church and not think about their own roles, their own power, and how to protect themselves from further criticism. We really do believe that this crisis is the premier crisis of the church. And let's face it, you know, if the hierarchy can't come to grips with and take serious steps to stop the rape and molestation of boys and girls, you know, it's hard to imagine the institution itself really becoming much more healthy and safe and functional.
But they may say, David, that they have taken steps to address it.
Sure, and there's no question that steps have been taken. There's a great deal of concern over how effective those steps are and how widespread they are. But in the overwhelming majority of countries across the world, this continues to percolate under the radar. And very, very few steps have been taken in the developing world, in South America, in Africa, that have had any impact whatsoever.
David Clossy, who's a member of the group SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, joining us on the line from Rome, where he's observing the proceedings there as cardinals gather to pre-conclave before the conclave of cardinals elects the next pope. David, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Deborah. Thank you.